Welcome back to the studio. We now have the Stony Lake Camp caretakers, Ross and Kayla Fredrickson, joining us here. Welcome. Thanks. It's now the first full day of services, but the second day, I suppose, you can consider. So what has your experience been so far at these services?
It's kind of special. I don't think in my time attending services I was ever part of the hosting congregation. And so in that part, I've really kind of enjoyed being a part of the service experience from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Kayla?
Yeah, it's been neat having these different shifts and getting to know people, and this is everyone's summer services.
Yeah, I marvel at that because I watched that today too, that there's people from all over that have signed up for shifts, and it's heartwarming to see that we really take it on as everybody's services, mm-hmm. and not just the hosting congregation. I haven't asked you to tell a little bit about your family yet, but could you tell us a little bit about your family before leading into we'll talk about your move to Northern Minnesota, but maybe before that, tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, it's Ross and I, and then we have 6 children.
Okay.
Ranging from almost 2 years old to almost 11.
Okay. Yeah. And I teased a little bit there that you've moved to Northern Minnesota now from Arizona, right? Mm-hmm. And you hold the position as camp caretaker. So what, or can you describe the job of a caretaker for those who are listening?
It kind of involves many different facets, I suppose, of everyday camp life. Mm-hmm. There's the part of making the facility an enjoyable place for others to come and mm-hmm. be able to be able to enjoy the facility and the camp experience. And so there's the preparation side, and then during the camps, keeping the camp running and everything in place so that experience continues. So I suppose mm-hmm. preparing and maintaining the camp, whether it's cleaning or whether it's maintenance or whether mm-hmm. it's little construction projects, whatever it is.
But yeah, and I would assume, I mean, you're the caretaker at Stony, but I would assume that that's kind of the same thing with the other camp centers that have caretakers as well.
Yeah.
What drew you to move and take this position as caretakers?
It's interesting. At one time, some had mentioned that perhaps if Kevin DeLacy, who is the old caretaker, would retire, that perhaps we should consider it. And I kind of wrestled in my mind with that. Mm-hmm. Like, it was that good. And I was visiting one time then with one, and I had kind of lamented, and he thought I should pursue it, or that we should pursue it as a family. I would say it's more a family thing than just mm-hmm. A personal job. Mm-hmm. And so when he mentioned that perhaps, or that he encouraged it, he even said that, you know, if you don't apply, I'll apply for you.
So a lot of confidence in you taking it. Yeah. That can happen sometimes in our life when something is presented. I've mm-hmm. had that experience just recently too. Mm-hmm. And so you have to make that choice and then hope that, mm-hmm. you know, what is meant is mm-hmm. meant. And you mentioned your family being involved, so it's more of a family involvement. So what has your family's involvement in this work been thus far?
It kind of feels like, yeah, we go about our daily tasks somewhat together. Mm-hmm. Ross will take a couple kids with him, or I'll kind of take a couple kids with me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we'll work all together, with especially if there's no camps going on. Mm-hmm. It's really fun having the the family time together, mm-hmm. whether it's cutting down trees or pulling weeds.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask. What kinds of things are the kids involved in?
Yeah, so they love doing it with us.
Yeah, that's awesome. This year's summer services, and you mentioned about being involved in the host congregation. So you are now a part of Monaga congregation. So how has your experience been in getting settled into a new congregation?
It's very special. Here in Zion, as we've heard during even these services, that we have this beautiful mother. Mm-hmm. And this mother cares for us. There's a saying in Finnish that our home congregation knows us in our everyday clothes. And in that way, it is a beautiful thing that we have a home congregation. And there in Monaga, they've embraced us and called us to serve God's kingdom also. And we've felt so enveloped by the congregation and cared for. And so in that way, as dorky as I often am, I have that comfortable, and or as a family, we have a new home, and it's that same loving family of God that we've experienced anywhere we've lived.
Yeah. Kayla, what about you? How was it, your experience? I'm sure some of it echoes Ross's, but
yeah, definitely. It's definitely been a change.
Yeah.
You know, leaving a home congregation that we were so comfy with and mm-hmm. and well loved, and the doubts definitely were there, like, how is this going to go? Mm-hmm. It just feels like I don't know too many people, but it has been really good. And especially working at camp, the ladies come for their shifts and I get to know them in that way. It's been really nice.
Yeah. Well, and even from my own experience, I think camp work has been the most special in that way, that you get to meet and know so many other people. So you are kind of in an ideal place to meet people and get to know others, and they get to know you.
Right.
So this year's service motto is, "That which we have seen or heard, declare we unto you." What are some thoughts that come to your mind from this passage from 1 John chapter 1, verse 3?
We heard in the introduction yesterday, speaking of that and how in the image perhaps there are those two figures pointing perhaps to another one, or however that image is. I haven't studied that image so well. But it's interesting when we read of those words, we can see how in that text, how it says that, how there's that desire that which we hold so dear, that those, whether they be those prodigal sons and daughters, or whether they be those that have not yet tasted of this grace and peace, that they too could share it. And I was struck then when I had looked at this model, I went and read the fourth verse. And in the King James Version, it says that your joy may be full. But then in the NIV translation and in other translations, it uses our joy.
Oh.
And I was struck by that we know faith is so personal, but anytime one believes,
yes,
God's kingdom rejoices.
Yes, absolutely. That's amazing. What about you, Kayla? Anything to add?
Nope, that sounds good.
So in ending the interview, would you like to send any greetings to someone that you think is listening to this broadcast? Either of you, both of you?
I was thinking about this. We just had that children's service. Mm-hmm. The sanctuary was full of all those little kids. the future of God's kingdom is very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And there are many mothers who are at home and I was thinking on behalf of them that they too are remembered with those new babies there at home.
Yeah, that's, well, yeah, I I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. We absolutely remember them.
Mm-hmm. God's kingdom is a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. It has a beautiful future.
It surely does.
Maybe just talking about our home congregations, maybe just special greetings to those that are our most recent home congregation that we left.
Yeah.
In Prescott Valley. Hello to all those there.
Yes. I'm sure that there are many listening. All right. Well, thank you for taking the time out of your day to come in and visit with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.